Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Ron is not with us today.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we're speaking again with Myesha Malone King. You may recall Myesha from a previous episode about Crohn's disease. The CEO of Game of Crohn's.
And chronic illness.
She is a strong patient advocate, and she's joining us today to talk about her experiences with COVID.
Hi, Myesha.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Myesha, how has the pandemic affected your health? And I understand you actually got COVID?
Yes, we took all precautions, did everything right, and still got it. My husband actually had it before me and the kids. They said that the contract tracers said that he caught it from our local grocery store, which is Giant's Food Market. So my we got diagnosed on January the 25th of 2021. And my husband, he had we had already got him out the house and everything. And here we have a protection center called the Belvedere Hotel, where if you have COVID and you can't be around your family, you can go there until your time is up. Me and my kids got tested the following Monday, which was the 27th. And when we went, they had did tests. My heartbeat was really fast. And they said that they asked me, did I have tachycardia? And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I'm like, no. And so when me and the kids got tested, we were asymptomatic. We had no symptoms, no anything, no symptoms, no nothing. We just had to wait our time, and we were able to come off on February the 4th. My husband, though, he had lost his sense of smell. His taste got more enhanced. He had the joint pains, the aches, and things like that. But since having COVID, I had me, my daughter, and my husband are dealing with long haulers. I've noticed since having COVID that my heartbeat, my heart rate haven't went back to normal. It's I could be sitting still and it'll say my heart rate is over 100. I can get up and move, my heart rate over 110. So since having COVID, I've got diagnosed with tachycardia. And high cholesterol, and I had no cholesterol problems prior to COVID. And my husband got diagnosed with something called what is it called that he got? Is it a condition with the heart?
But I myocarditis.
No.
Okay, because that's a typical one for younger people. It's an inflammation around the heart that they get.
I can't even think of what it is, but It's a condition where his heart pump like it doesn't pump like it should. It's like I can't think of what it's called. And my daughter, my youngest daughter, my 16-year-old, her migraines are more constant, and she wasn't having a problem with her migraines before COVID.
Yeah, it hit you guys.
So
all
yeah,
really
you all got hit hard.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. And does COVID affect patients with Crohn's differently?
Well, for me, I can't speak for nobody else. I know when I had it, I couldn't keep anything on my stomach. Like, I couldn't keep anything on my stomach, and I kept running back and forth to the bathroom.
So,
but
yeah.
I can't really say sure. how it affected anybody else, but for me.
It did affect you.
Got it. And was it difficult since you were kind of like quarantined then, right? Was it difficult to stay?
Yes.
Was it difficult to stay in touch with your friends and family?
No, because once we found out that we had COVID, we reached out to everybody that we may have came in contact with that was in our family, and anything that we needed, they left it on the front porch. They made sure we had care packages. I always kept sanitizing, microbond, and disinfected and things like that. But when we got COVID, they made sure we had everything we needed, even down to the school. They made sure we had everything. They put boxes on the porch, made sure we have everything we need. they Instacarted groceries, so we didn't really have to go out for anything.
Oh, that's so nice.
That is fantastic.
That's a great support network.
Yes, that's wonderful. And even having contact tracing, we're in Illinois, and you couldn't sign up for it. It wasn't available. Like, I know a lot of people signed up for it on their phone.
Right.
But it wasn't available in our area.
Well, amazingly how they tracked it, though, we have an iPhone, and in the part where it says, not with this update, but the update that came before, it had COVID notifications.
Right.
And when we went in, it had a certain ID number.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to trace it off the ID number for my husband and where he encountered it at.
Okay. That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are saying that, you know, Big Brother and, you know, they don't like us. But in cases like this, it's important.
It's advantageous.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Sure. And Maisha, how did the pandemic change the way that you received health care for yourself and your family?
I don't really care for the telemed appointments, because I feel as though if anything's going on with me,
mm-hmm.
you can't physically, I mean, even though you can see me virtually, you can't physically see what's going on with me or my family without examining us.
Right. Sure.
Because I felt as though the appointments became more lax, like, because we were in a pandemic, the doctors was just like, no, you can't come into the office. And as for me, because I have so many different health problems, mm-hmm. I felt as though me being a one-on-one, actually seeing my doctors in person, made a big difference for me versus telemed. Because basically on telemed, you just say, you ask me how I'm doing, and I can tell you how I'm doing, but you can't physically see what I'm telling you,
sure.
what's going on.
Right.
I would have rather be in the doctor's office so you can actually see what I'm telling you and examine what I'm telling you versus me having an appointment months and months away.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know Lita had an ear infection. And so during the television, she held her phone up to her ear and she's like, can you see? It's like, no, they can't see in your ear.
Which is weird. I had COVID like in the middle of my Crohn's being active, and it was really an experience. And being though we had COVID, we noticed that my kids been losing weight, not rapidly, but they went from their regular weight and they got a little smaller. Like, my oldest daughter is 18,
mm-hmm.
and before COVID she was 120 pounds. After COVID she's like 100 pounds.
Oh wow.
Is that because her appetite or because she couldn't hold anything down, or?
She eats a lot, but the weight isn't sticking.
Huh.
They don't know what it is. We done got her checked by a gastroenterologist, because my oldest daughter, I'm not sure if I told y'all, but my oldest daughter is special needs.
Okay.
She has an intellectual disability and autism, and most of the time she never really know when she has to poop.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave her a daily laxative that she take to help her poop.
Right.
But we got her seen by a GI. They didn't see anything abnormal. Her blood work was good, but for some reason she can't keep it on like she did before. Her appetite is healthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I guess, you know what, we probably really won't know all of the long-term effects.
Right. And the
for
symptoms.
For a long time to come.
Have those symptoms gone away? Is she gaining weight now? Or, because that was back in January, right?
It's just staying where it's at. It haven't went up. It haven't went down. It's just been where it's at.
Huh. Wow.
And we're trying to find the body of it, because they had their physicals. The doctor says she's not underweight, because my oldest daughter is tall. She's like 5'9". And they was like, because of her height, her average weight is 100 to 110. But that's not satisfactory.
That's thin as a rail,
to be under 18.
She's small nature. Even if you look back at all her pictures, you can tell she's tiny, like her arms like this big. She eats, and you could see her eat all day. They even put her on steroids. Y'all know prednisone is horrible.
They'll put weight on, right?
High doses of prednisone, and she's still, the weight's still not sticking. So we're trying to figure what's actually going on. It even happened to my sons. It happened to my baby girl. It even happened to me and my husband. But they can't figure out what's causing us to lose weight. Huh. And we're eating. We have a healthy appetite, but they don't know what's causing it.
Wow.
Well, you know, if we hear anything, we'll definitely drop you a line.
Yeah.
And we'll put
links on our website if we hear anything about that. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Yeah. And if anyone out there knows any, you know,
reach out to us. Yes.
Absolutely.
Was it my turn?
Yeah, it was your turn.
Myesha, what have you found to be the most helpful when you have a Crohn's flare? I don't remember. What do you
do? For me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe in relaxation. When I'm having a Crohn's flare, I use a lot of heat and cold therapy on my TENS unit. But what works best for me is trying to reduce my stress.
Okay.
Because most of the time when I have a Crohn's flare, I'm running off of gas and no energy, and I'm moving.
Sure.
Like for next week, I have 7 appointments. I have like virtual appointments every day. I'm trying to prepare for a virtual day on the Hill.
Oh.
And I did that this August with Representative Mfume, and it's like I'm just so busy. So I'm trying to reduce my stress level so that I don't flare up, because I came in August, made me be in remission for a year. So I'm trying to make it, you know,
even
trying to listen in, because in January when I had COVID, I was flaying, but I wasn't like it wasn't like bleeding or mucus flaying. I could just tell that I was flaring because my insides burnt.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Terrible.
That has to be tough. And you are a mover and a shaker.
Yes. And she's moving and shaking the DC.
Mm-hmm.
Myesha, over the past year or so, what role has self-care taken in your daily routine?
Especially with the homeschooling.
More self-care, actually. I do a lot more. Like I have a gratitude journal where I write in every day, even if it's just for 5 minutes. I want to say what I'm thankful for and what I'm grateful for, because, you know, when I leave home and come back home, I pray over my kids before we leave the house. But I feel as though people underrate the blessing that they have just leaving home and being able to come back home safely. Mm-hmm. That's an underrated blessing, because some people don't get that chance.
I feel as though,
you know, I'm a strong believer in praying over my kids before they leave out the house, because anything can happen, even though the school is only across the street.
Right. You're right. Yeah, in today's world, you never know. No. Even in your own home.
Yeah.
So I'm more cautious.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to trying to reduce my stress. And if I feel as though it's going to stress me out, I have a motto now: if it ain't going to matter in 5 years, I'm not going to spend 5 minutes of energy on it.
Okay.
I like that.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. And how were you able to, take time for yourself when, you know, the kids were at home homeschooling and everything was going
on? You know, ironically, I have really good kids. When I need to take time for myself, they be like, go ahead, mommy, we understand. And, you know, they make sure I have everything I need. Like yesterday, my 9-year-old son, he's my baby, his name Caden, he asked me on a date in the house to watch Disney movies.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And he was like, I have two boys. My boys are 9 and 12, and my girls are 16 and 18.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought it was sweet. He was like, well, it's COVID and we can't go to the movies. He said, he set it up like we were in a drive-thru.
Oh, my God.
With little cardboard boxes made into little cars. And we had popcorn and we had drinks. And we sat and we watched, what was that we watched? We watched Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Oh. Okay. Do you need Kleenex?
I do need tissue.
Jean's crying over here.
It was really sweet to me. And I'm like, well,
amazing.
What made you want to take mommy on a date? He said, well, you mommy and you deserve it. So we have a little mother-son time. My oldest son, he just likes to stay to himself. He don't participate in nothing unless it's family game night.
Okay.
But like, I thought it was sweet, because even with him going to school all week and I know he retired, he still made time to ask me on a sweet little date.
I said,
well, are you practicing on me for when you get a girlfriend? He said, no. He said, mommies deserve dates too.
That's so
he held my hand down the steps and led me to where the little snacks was, and had my little space set up and had a blanket in case I got cold.
Oh my God.
It was really sweet.
Oh yeah. My God. And that's amazing.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, you got me teary eyed down too.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
Sorry.
It's so sweet.
and I feel as though it's what I needed at the mm-hmm. time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I think we all need that. Yeah. Can we borrow your son?
Okay, that's
just amazing. Like, people look at me and they be like, "How are your kids the way they are?" I said, because I was raised by my grandmother, mm-hmm. and my grandmother always told me, "Kids don't be in adult conversations. You know, kids come home and do their homework. Mm-hmm. They get a snack. They change their clothes, and that's how we are with our kids." We always tell them that y'all still kids and don't stress yourself out over schoolwork. If it's something you don't know, skip it and do the ones you know. If you feel as though you need help, go to coach class, but never sell yourself short. We have straight A students.
Oh, yeah, so excellent. You have good kids because you're a great mom.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
I try. Being a mom is hard work, but being a mom to a kid that special needs take even more hard work because you have to show them tremendous amounts of love
and
that
patience.
They might not understand or might not get. And my oldest daughter is nonverbal.
Okay.
So just getting her to communicate, we have a lot of sensory things and a lot of boards around the house that, you know, have pictures in it where she could point and say what she wants.
Okay.
Or we use a lot of sign language.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That works, yeah. I mean, you've made it work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the love that you've got, you made everything work. That's just amazing. That's great. Were you guys able to get vaccinated?
Yes, we were. We didn't even have to wait the initial 60 days like we thought, but because we were asymptomatic, we were able to get our vaccine a month and a half after having COVID.
Okay. Okay, good.
So all my kids and my husband have Pfizer. I couldn't take Pfizer or Moderna. I had to take the Johnson & Johnson one.
Okay.
Because what was in those would have set off my allergies. So I got the Johnson & Johnson one before they said anything was like, what's your name? But ironically, I did okay on the Johnson & Johnson one, but after having it, I want to say when I reached the 2-week mark, mm-hmm. I had this really, really excruciating pain in my legs that I never felt before. I thought I had a blood clot and went to the emergency room, but the pain was unbearable.
Oh.
Socks hurted it. Anything that I put on it hurt it. Compression socks hurted it. It felt like my leg was, like, I can't explain it. It was like the worst pain I ever felt in my legs before.
Mm-hmm.
And it only lasted that day. When I woke up the next morning, it was like I never even had it. And I don't know what brought it on. I don't know if it was the shot. I really can't even say. I just know I never experienced it before having the COVID shot. Like, mm-hmm. I never experienced it before getting vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to really tell. Yeah,
right? Another thing where we won't really know.
Yeah, or if it's long COVID, you know, because of you had the COVID before, right?
Right. Yeah, we won't know for some time.
Okay. All right. Well, in order to raise our spirits, we're going to do a lightning round segment and play a game. Are you
like
ready?
A game show.
Yeah.
I love games.
All right.
Maisha, why is a positive attitude important to you?
A positive attitude is important to me because when you have positivity, it changes your whole outlook on anything. You know, you could be having a bad day, but as soon as you think that one positive thought, it could turn your whole day around, your whole attitude, and you never know what you're projecting off to somebody else. You having a positive attitude might project off to the lady that just had a hard morning. She might have fell or something might have happened before she left home, but your positivity braided off on her and made her day better.
That's an amazing answer. Thank you. And you know what? Your positive attitude has helped us.
Yes.
10 points.
All right. And how do you keep that positive attitude during COVID?
It's not easy trying to keep a positive attitude, but I learned writing down my goals weekly and just doing the 5 minutes of gratitude, it really helps me stay focused and maintain what I'm trying to maintain. Whether it's positivity, whether it's being an encouragement for a friend or just being there for my kids, I realize that positivity, it changes and it makes a lot of things better. If you change your attitude, you change your outlook.
That's an amazing answer too. Thank you. 10 points.
All right.
There's something flying in here.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to try not to panic. Okay.
We got a bug in here somewhere.
Okay.
what is your go-to meditation guide? Do you have one? Do you meditate?
I like anime.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I watch anime. It relaxes me.
All right. 10 points. Good. Yeah. Good answer.
Fantastic.
Do you have any tricks for dealing with stress?
Yes, I have tips for dealing with stress. I can't say this enough. Journaling plays a major part in managing my stress, because once I put it down in words into my journal, I don't focus on it anymore, because I feel as though I let that weight go right there.
Yes, sir.
10 points.
And maybe that journal will turn into a book and we can go out and buy it.
And sell it, yeah.
Well, we wouldn't sell
She'll
it.
Sell
we
it.
I've
we'll
been
buy it.
A book for the past. I just got to stay focused enough to do it.
Awesome.
You will. You'll get there.
Yes.
Okay, next question. What do you always bring with you to a doctor's office?
My pain medicine, a pen, and a notepad.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely essential. Thank you. That's a great answer. 10 points.
Because I always have questions.
Yes.
Yes.
I always have questions.
Right. What do you use as a distraction when you have a long wait at a doctor's office?
My AirPods and my music.
Okay. Yeah. That's a nice go-to.
Yes. 10 points. How do you work through a pain flare?
Well, see, I have a high pain tolerance. So pain medicine normally just makes me sleepy. It doesn't really help with my pain. But my tolerance is so high. So even if I have a high pain day, you would never know it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm trying not to go running from the room.
We'll still give you 10 points.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying not to run from the room because there's this bug flying around.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. I don't like bugs either.
Yeah. We see it every so often buzzing around us.
Yes.
Ah, well.
Okay.
At least it's not a bird. You know, we
oh,
were,
okay.
We had birds in here.
Okay, we're going to get off subject.
Really?
Oh,
honest to God.
Yes.
Honest to God. They were buzzing around in
several
the chandelier.
Times. But what's hilarious is the first time I said, Mom, there's a bird in here. And she said, there is not a bird in here. And I said, I swear to God, there's a bird. And then a couple of minutes later, she goes, Jean, there's a bird in here. And I said, yeah.
So at least it's not a bird.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we leave our back door open for the dogs to go in and out.
And sometimes nature
joins
other things
us.
Come in. Okay. I'm so sorry.
All right. We got off topic.
Yeah, okay. Easily distracted.
All right. Give us three of your favorite recreational pursuits.
I love reading. I'm an avid reader, whether it's a blog, a book, newspaper. I love reading. I love writing poetry. And I love to sing.
Oh, excellent. Great answers. 10 points. What animal best reflects your personality?
A dolphin.
A dolphin. Oh, that's right. I think I remember that. And what do you do to treat yourself?
See, I have to learn that because I'm a mom, so I put my kids and husband before myself. I'm just learning to treat myself to stuff because to me, long as my kids and husband is happy, I'm happy. Like
right.
That brings me joy. But I did buy me a coat that I needed for the winter and it bought me some bags.
So a coat and what?
Bags.
A coat and some purse bags.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent answer. All right.
And I'm tennis suit.
Great job.
Yeah, I bet that is hard when you're a parent. It's hard to take the time and
because I've already started to think about myself because I always think of what the kids could use or what I can get them, and I shop early before everybody else. Like when most people shopping for summer stuff, I'm shopping for winter stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Well, I guess that you are such a mover and shaker. That it makes a lot of sense.
But I'm glad that
you're never not doing anything.
Right,
so
right.
I'm always going to go.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you took time for yourself.
Yes, that's very exciting.
100 points.
Yes, absolutely.
Maisha, what additional tips, hints, and advice do you have for someone recently diagnosed with a rare disease?
My advice would be to educate yourself because doctors only tell you a percentage of what you have. It's always important to educate yourself so when the time comes, you can understand your condition, you can understand the pros and the cons of your condition, and also just trying to interact with others that have your condition. Just because you have the same condition as someone else don't mean you're going to experience the same symptoms. So it's always good to educate yourself, and it's always good to find support, whether it's family, online, a friend, that plays a major part. But don't sell yourself short because you were down, you know, because you got diagnosed with a chronic illness. Mm-hmm. Just because you have diagnosed with a chronic illness doesn't make it, it might be a bad day today, but it's not a bad life.
Right, right.
That's, yeah, I mean.
Perfect advice.
Perfect advice, absolutely. Maisha, thank you so much for taking the time. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you guys are very welcome. I'm always here for you guys. Y'all know y'all my favorite podcast.
Thank you. Thank
and you're
you.
One of our favorite guests, but yes. Don't tell anybody else.
Yes.
How can our listeners learn more about you?
And what you're doing on the Hill.
Yes.
You can follow me on Instagram at Games of Crohn's and Chronic Illness. I also have a personal Facebook page, Maisha King. And I also have a group on Facebook, Game of Crohn's and Chronic Illness. So come find me. I'm always there to offer a hand or support.
That's all right.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Well, thank you very much. And if our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. We're on the website, podcastdx.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and TikTok.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard in this podcast.
Till next week.